Tim, how are you?
Good. How you doing, T?
I'm exhausted. Been away on vacation now, trying to get back in the swing of things.
Exhausted
vacation. I need a vacation for my vacation.
What'd you do?
We did a lot of stuff. We went out deep water fishing. We went to movies. We golfed. We went down tubing down the El Sabo.
Oh, my gosh.
We ate. We played cards. We just had a ball.
Pure Michigan.
100%. Nothing but. Let's talk about a lot of things, especially a subject you've been talking about with a report here on 1320 WILS. And today's deadline day for many folks who are trying to get some ballot proposals on the ballot.
Yeah, this is put up or shut up day for many petition drives that are out there. And I think we're probably going to have maybe 6, 7, maybe 8 ballot proposals, ranging from casinos to renewable energy to emergency manager, collective bargaining. Today is the day for turning in at least 323,000 signatures, and most groups will probably need a pad of around 400,000 to get there. Many have already filed their names, and they're already under review. Those that are struggling are probably waiting until the very last moment to turn them in, but by midnight tonight, we should have a pretty good idea of what we're going to be looking at in November.
Do we know now what's going to make it? What is it?
Well, nothing has really been certified for the ballot as of yet. We've got a couple of issues which are tied up in the court. The emergency manager thing is tied up over the font size on the petition. I think at the end of the day, that probably gets on the ballot, but what do I know? The collective bargaining thing will be challenged in the courts. I think that could come as early as this week, as the business community is not happy with organized labor seeking to protect in the Constitution their collective bargaining rights. So those are the two hot ones, I think. But there's others out there as well. The casinos have enough names. It looks like the renewable energy people have enough names, and the list goes on and on.
How is the state going to respond to the ruling on Obamacare? We hear the D's say the R's are dragging their feet. What do you see?
Well, I think, and we wrote in our blog on MLive, that I believe at this early read that the governor, who's a Republican, and the Republican Speaker of the House, Jay Spolger, may be on a collision course, which they can certainly avoid. But as they stake out their positions right now, the governor has said we need to do a marketplace healthcare system in Michigan where you can go online just like you book a hotel room on Orbitz or whatever the other services are. You get healthcare there. The Speaker says we really don't want to do that, but we're willing to talk to the governor about what we are going to do. The governor is fearful that if the state doesn't act, the federal government will impose its own market system on the state, and he wants to avoid that. Republicans simply don't like anything that's associated with the Affordable Health Care Act. So the two are not on the same page.
Well, what does Bolger want to do, if anything?
Well, I think he wants to address the issue, but he hasn't really put forth a plan. All of his eggs were in one basket, and that was, we're sort of hoping the Supreme Court tosses this puppy out so we don't have to deal with it. Well, that's no longer an option, as this clearly now is the law of the land. So he has not come forth with an alternative. In his press release, he said that we're willing to work with the governor. Well, isn't everybody?
What do you think is going to happen with Medicaid expansion here in the state?
I have no idea. I mean, I know that that is a ticking time bomb for the state budget. I don't totally understand what the Supreme said last week. I know that some additional federal dollars are in play. But this is one of those stories that doesn't get a lot of attention. But if you want to look at, Tony, the ticking time bomb in the state budget, this is it. Because as people get poorer and get older, their health care costs go up, and that's a mushrooming system. And the state doesn't have a lot of money to mess around with that. So that one is an unwritten story.
Tim, what do you think as you've watched this Thad McCotter story unfold?
My lovely bride and I were having a lovely quiet dinner in an undisclosed location up north when I took my phone with me. What a silly move, say. And it went off. Scoobic, McCotter just resigned. I said, oh, come on, you're pulling my leg. And then my TV guys called in. So it was a... You know, if you look at it now, it's not that shocking, but at the moment that it was, because this guy is a mercurial character to begin with, and he just concluded that the last month and a half were pretty nightmarish for him, so he and his family decided he's going to resign. He's points off for that. He probably should have hung around until the end of the term, because now we don't know if someone will replace him for that district down in Livonia between now and the end of the year. And the governor's legal eagles and the Secretary of State's office are pawing over that even as we speak to see what the governor has to do. The law says he shall provide a way of putting somebody in that seat.
And before we let you go, the legislature heads back into town for session next week. Beyond what we've talked about, what else will be on the agenda?
Well, there's some budget wrap-up stuff. There's another tax cut that the Republicans in the House want to do, which I don't think the Senate Republicans do want to do. There's going to be a little bit of debate over this health care thing as to where do they proceed from here. Obviously, they will not make any definitive decisions on the 18th when they come back. And we'll also get a chance to test them as to what's the sentiment out there in the hinterland on the issues that particularly House members are facing on the campaign trail. We assume that they're back home campaigning, and we'll probably get a read from them as to what folks are talking about. Democrats are hoping that the people are upset over the governor's pension tax and the cuts to education, and the Republicans are going to be saying, hey, our economy's coming back. We're doing great. The governor's policies are working. Vote for us. So lots of stuff to happen next week when they get here.
We appreciate Tim Skubick and his coverage of the state capitol for 1320 WILS. Thanks, Tim. Have a great day.
Catch you later, man.